Track 14. What do crackers have to do with Norwich?
Every year, the advent of the festive season is eagerly awaited, whether for the singing of carols, the sending of Christmas cards, or the trimming of the tree. But many of these traditions have wonderful origins that are less familiar. Now take our Christmas cards. The first one was printed in England for Sir Henry Cole in 1843. He was a busy man, looking to save time with his own Christmas letters, but also interested in encouraging the expansion of the postal system. 1,000 copies of the card were sold at 1 shilling each. The first commercial Christmas card came 3 years later, featuring a drawing of family members happily toasting each other with glasses of wine. It wasn't until the 1860s that the production of cards accelerated, bringing in its wake cheaper printing methods. Now take Christmas crackers. They originated in the 1840s with a certain Tom Smith, who was the owner of a sweet shop in London. He discovered that people liked sugar almonds, and while in France, he came across a range of sweets wrapped up in a twisted piece of paper, which were extremely popular, prompting Tom to copy them. Spotting that young men were getting them for their sweethearts, Tom placed various love messages on little bits of paper inside the wrapping. And by 1846, he began to concentrate on the Christmas market and replaced sweets with pop toys and new items. He liked the idea of making a wrapping that could then be pulled apart, and thus we now have the cracker as we know it today. Competitors were on the case. They saw what was happening and made their own versions. Cayley's, the famous Norwich chocolate and confectionery firm with its factory in Chapelfield, was one firm that in 1898 included crackers in its range. Although lacking the same output as Tom Smith's, Cayley's crackers were soon to become world famous. By the end of the Second World War, the rivals merged, with Cayley's crackers now belonging to the Tom Smith brand. It moved its factory to Sallis Road in Norwich, and by the 1980s produced around 50 million crackers a year, until its closure in 1998. These days, its crackers are made in South Wales. Three other fascinating and little-known facts about our Christmas traditions include a saint, a religious reformer, and a British king. It was actually St. Francis of Assisi who introduced Christmas carols to formal church services. Centuries later, Oliver Cromwell banned carols because he thought that Christmas should be a very solemn day, and he only tolerated as celebrations a sermon and a prayer service. The Christmas tree was first decorated with lights, supposedly in the 16th century, by Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer. He was so taken with the Christmas night sky that he wished to bring the light of the stars, as he called them, into the home of his family. He used the candle-lit tree as a symbol of Christ's heavenly home. As for the dinner itself, goose used to be the customary Christmas fare, right up until the moment Henry VIII took it upon himself to tuck into a turkey. And as for mince pies, they were once shaped like mangers and are thought to date back to the sweetmeats formerly presented to the Vatican on Christmas Eve. So now we can eagerly await the advent of the festive season to tell others what we know about it all.